We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Till 9, Wednesday, December 8th, day 101 of the Ida recovery. Fog coming and going, so be aware of that and be careful. Highs of 68 today. I don't think there's any doubt that the French Quarter is the cash register of the city, so in addition to it being a neighborhood and people deserving police protection, that's a basic need, right, for living in the city. When you're talking about a substantial contributor to the city's coffers, you certainly want to make sure that it is a business-friendly environment. Christian Pendleton joins us now, board chair for the French Quarter Management District, to talk about the Royal Street Patrol. Good morning, Christian. How you doing?
I'm great. Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
We all know about the shortage of police officers all over the city. Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, says he thinks it's reached critical mass with that story of, you know, you got people getting an accident, they're waiting for the police to show up, and meanwhile they get robbed and shot. The idea of this Royal Street Patrol is to prevent anything like that. So I guess we should start, Christian, with what is the Royal Street Patrol?
So the Royal Street Patrol is a patrol that is funded by the hospitality industry, specifically New Orleans and Company, to provide more additional post-certified officers in the French Quarter. And they are going to focus in a very specific area, the first 600 blocks of both Royal and Bourbon Street. And the goal is to have a very visible police presence so that employees, residents, and visitors can feel a little bit safer when they're in those highly trafficked areas. But that also frees up the supplemental police patrol, which you remember you and I have discussed almost a year ago now, which is terrifying to think it took that long, but free up those officers to patrol other parts of the quarter. And then the last layer, unfortunately, is the on-duty officers of the 8th District to patrol the French Quarter and the remainder of the 8th District.
So are these NOPD officers, you said, post-certified, or will they come from other departments?
They are not NOPD officers. They don't have – there's just simply not enough NOPD officers to do that. They are coming from other law enforcement agencies in the state.
So things like municipal police departments or JPSO, for example, state police?
I think they're mainly probation and parole, levy district – things like that. So, yeah, not Jefferson Parish.
But in uniform, wearing a gun and so forth, right?
Correct. In uniform, trained by the state, licensed by the state, et cetera. Yes. And in uniform, absolutely.
So what is the biggest thing you hope they can accomplish, and what do they need to do that's not being done now?
The biggest goal is a visible deterrent. And hopefully that provides a deterrent for those, you know, for that very small number of people that are out looking to do something mischievous, and hopefully for the other side provides a little sense of relief when you're just walking down the street. The officers will be walking, they'll be in pairs, and so hopefully it will be, you know, officers walking the beat.
What's the situation like now for people that are listening, and it's the holiday season, maybe they want to go out? I know somebody last Friday that had their yearly meeting of friends that go back all the way to high school, and they start early in the morning. They do some shopping. They wind up singing karaoke. It's a whole day affair, and they felt safe enough to do that. Do you think perceptually there is a problem, or at least a problem that's on the horizon of people either from here or from away not feeling as though the French Quarter is not a safe place?
Ethan, I think, you know, you cannot go a weekend without seeing reported that occurred in the French Quarter. And is that unusual? You can go to other parts of the city and see that as well. I think my frustration is, and you alluded to it in the introduction, is this is the city's cash cow. Everything the city wants to do is almost assuredly contributed by the money raised in the French Quarter. And the French Quarter has to be clean and safe for the residents, the employees, and the businesses.
Let me take a break. We come back, I'll talk about some of the nuisances that are going on. I know, you know, Glade Bilby has told us already he felt there was a feeling of lawlessness in the quarter with enforcement lax on some of the most minor things that just gives an overall feel of, come here, do whatever the hell you want. And that's not good, especially if you live there or if you're trying to do business there. 650, 850, don't want to go back. 10 till 9, got the code word coming up in the Disney Caribbean Cruise Contest. Right now, though, let's look at traffic on WWL. 856, 3 minutes till that code word in the Disney contest, the Caribbean Cruise. We're talking to Christian Pendleton, board chair for the French Quarter Management District, about the Royal Street Patrol, extra police officers, post-certified officers, to patrol Royal and Bourbon. Chris, I told you before what Glade Bilby had said. Do you get that sense? Do the business people feel as though there is a sense of lawlessness, of no law enforcement at all? And what are some of the things that you want the police officers to get on right away? Is it panhandlers? Is it people playing music in the streets?
It is certainly not people playing music in the street. I mean, that's part of the culture of the French Quarter. So we want everyone to follow the laws. So, yes, we don't want people being harassed when they're coming down here. We don't want anyone aggressively panhandling. Glade's correct. There are certainly times where you feel like it's, and anything goes. I mean, there's no doubt that the administration, you know, asked NOPD to stop enforcing a fair number of rules, one of which, for example, was selling liquor out of your car. So now all of a sudden you had people selling all kinds of booze and stuff out of their car, and you know, now the city just a week ago announced that they're going to start cracking down on that. But if you're going to allow people to sell liquor out of the back of their car, there's a sense of what can't I do? And so people start just doing silly things. So Glade's right, and hopefully these officers will deter people from doing the silly stuff. And then let, you know, NOPD and the more serious crimes hopefully don't occur either, because people don't feel like they can get away with it.
And that's hardly fair when you got business people that have capital investments. They're paying their taxes and so forth. And meanwhile, you got unfair competition from a guy selling booze out of his trunk. That's crazy.
Well, it's honestly less about the unfair competition. It's about, we don't know what's being served out of there. And, you know, God forbid it's something else in there. I mean, that to me is a bigger problem than, you know, a business owner losing an alcohol sale to somebody else. That what happens if it's some tourist that there's something in that alcohol and something happens to them? That now happened to them in the French Quarter in New Orleans, and it propagates across the country and the world that the French Quarter is not safe, which is not true. But if you're not going to enforce basic laws, then this is an unfortunate consequence.
Thank you, Christian. I appreciate your time. I hope it works out. We'll talk to you again soon. Christian Pendleton, board chair for the French Quarter Management District.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.